First of all, as elected officials with the school board, we also, in addition to our legislative delegation, are in touch with the citizens of our community. We see them at every school event. We talk to them in the grocery stores. We hear from them on a regular basis as well. We would be remiss if we didn't share that information with our legislative delegation as they make decisions that can help us. As we think about things that impact the school system, it's not only about our own personal wants and our own personal desires, but also what best represents all of our citizens, with our focus being uniquely, as we were reminded in our whole board training, focusing on what's in the best interest of our school system. I respectfully disagree with the idea that we should have no voice whatsoever in helping to shape those decisions. And in fact, I would say that our legislative delegation also disagrees with that narrow view, because they themselves brought proposals to us and asked for us to give our approval or sanction to them. I've been a hard no on this issue because the state had put us under some pretty severe restrictions and austerity. We are now seeing that we're getting some funding with some slow and steady growth, and we've had some excellent financial management. We still have many unknowns. And the unknowns impact our long-range planning and our ability to forecast and set priorities that allow us to pay teachers more competitively, that allow us to continue programs that serve all of our children, magnet programs, all the way down to the things that we do at the College and Career Academy, as well as anything that helps benefit our children and help move them forward. We just heard tonight about some very innovative things that we've not done before in this county to try to introduce our children to opportunities in the business area. We can't do that if we don't have the funds and cannot forecast and predict ahead and be able to plan for those types of things. That's part of our responsibility as school board members. I think that this proposal does recognize a need to provide assistance to senior citizens at differing stages of aging. But it also helps to keep any shift in taxation that will occur to families who have school children and families who may not have children at all, but who aren't yet at the age of 65. It's also on par, nearly, with our city system, so that neither system is unfairly burdened or favored over the other. And I think that's an important thing for us to consider. So, in my opinion, this is actually a more equitable means of cost sharing for our entire community, and keeps our focus, by providing feedback to our legislative delegation, keeps our focus on our job, which is to try to provide for the best interest of our school system.